blending two families together is never easy. But when Nandy married into the Goodjohn family, she wanted to make sure her stepdaughter felt loved. They spend time together out in the sunshine, enjoying each other's company. On this episode of Happy Families, we tag along with the Goodjohns to see how they strengthen their new formed family.
Hi, my name is Nandy, and this is my husband, Troy. And we are a blended family. I have two kids, my daughter, Reefy, and my son, Tepiso. And he also has his daughter, Dior.
And we blended all in together. Dior is my daughter. She is 8 years old in August. And Dior is passionate about everything in life. Whatever it is she can get her hands on, she's excited about it. But she just learned how to ride her bike, right? Yeah.
Right after her birthday.
Right after her birthday. You want to race?
Yeah.
You want to see if you can go faster?
Yeah.
I think we should race down that street right there and then race back.
May the best racer win.
I'm the best racer. You want a head start?
No.
Okay. Ready?
Ready. Set. Go.
Go.
She's a blessing because she's teaching me more, too, how to be patient. We're both learning from each other. It's a lot, but I'm gaining more just from her.
Wow. I love to hear that. You know, that's awesome. Because when we first got together, that was the topic. You know, that's something we have to talk about. You know, we're going to get married and spend time together. And your viewpoint of coming from South Africa, another country, and already done a great job, you know, raising her two children. As long as it's all coming from the magic place, and that magic place is love. Here I come. Boom. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it.
I win.
You win? Too fast for me. You went too fast.
But I won.
You did.
Oh, I loved you. The love I'm getting from her, like, it's just amazing. It's amazing. I mean, she has so many challenges and so many reasons why she would feel a different way. Before, it was just her and daddy, and just for her to open up to that, to be willing to share. And I'm a grown up, so hey, you know, so we love each other genuinely, equally. We care for each other.
Go, you like that?
Mm-hmm.
What song is it?
Nothing.
You made
I
it
made
up?
I made it up.
You made it up. Well, here's one of the things I like to do for living in the moment and when we're going outdoors, because we like to be outdoors as a family. We like to be out and about, moving around. Sunshine is good for you. Fresh air, good for you. Getting out of the little box that you live in called the house or apartment is good for you to get more space because it leaves opportunities for things to happen. And those opportunities can be exciting and they can be a learning thing. They can be a fun thing. It just depends on how you want to look at it. So when we go to the park, we usually just hike. We don't have an agenda. It's like, we're just going. Let's just go to the park and see what happens. And the only thing we decide is like which direction you want to go in. Let's go that way. And that's pretty much it. Let's see what we see. And we become kids. I think I like to become a kid again and look through my daughter's eyes.
Ready, set, go.
Go, go,
whoa!
Go.
Family that prays together, that works out together, stays together.
Yeah, I call it the three P's. Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you have a purpose together, whatever that purpose might be. You got to pray together because you got to have a God bigger than all of y'all. And then you play. If you do those three P's, in my opinion, you're going to be good. You know, you're going to be good.
Yay!
It's the finish line right here. We're going to win. Who wins first?
Yeah.
First.
She won.
They won. Whatever we're doing is fun. If we go to the park, like free stuff is always. I'm telling you this much: free stuff make it even more fun. Because when it's free, there's no stress. I'm happy. There's no expense. I'm having fun.
I like to play kickball with my dad, and because like it's fun and it's healthy for our bodies, and it's a good activity and bond between us. It's kind of like baseball, but you have to use your feet, and you have to make it to the home base before they tag you out with the ball.
Who's going to kick first? Okay, go over there.
I'll second.
The home plate. Okay, I'm going to pitch. Bring me the ball. There it is. It's out.
Go, 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 go.
Hey, you missed first base.
Get it in to go.
I learned so much from nature. The other day I showed you a picture of that cacti.
Yeah.
It had this really, really pretty pink flower, like amongst the thorns, you know? And then just by hiking, observing nature, and I'm thinking, you know, just a good metaphor even for life. Just be that flower amongst the thorns, you know, just shine the light of God. Even when you see like, it feels hopeless, but be that person. That makes it different. It looks so pretty.
Thumbs up, baby.
You did great, Dior. You did great.
I'm very sweaty. I don't think you want to touch my head.
So the deal is to love each other more than we think we could do. The person who loves the most wins the most. So that's kind of how we live. It's our motto. Like, whoever loves the most wins the most. If you lost, it's because you're not loving enough.
Who do you think you are? Beyonce?
I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, baby.
To see a video of the Good Johns in action, log on to mormonchannel.org. Brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.